Hey, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You may have noticed the sudden influx of caterpillar mustaches and black t-shirts on guys, women with pigtails or Betty Page hairdos and half-sleeve tattoos, a net increase in the per capita level of skinny jeans and Ray-Bans, or maybe the preponderance of mohawks, no-hawks, and even a few faux-hawks. You may have felt a change in the air and wondered what exactly was going on. Is it a detox convention? A hairstyle and denim expo? The answer is no, none of the above. It's North by Northeast, the huge indie music and film festival that's going on all over downtown Toronto right now. That's right, music and film. Aside from the huge number of great groups, there are movies, mainly documentaries about music, musicians, subcultures, genres, and peripheral topics that are playing alongside a lot of the musical sets, and they're really worth checking out. If you buy a bracelet that lets you wander in and out of all the clubs for a day, I suggest you try a detour to some of the movies. So here are a few of the movies playing at North by Northeast. First, Hip Hop Mom, directed by Mina Shum. In this short, funny film, a mother who's trying to calm her baby over her cell phone while she's driving her car gets in a bit of a parking tussle with another mom. She jumps out of her car, her posse appears in brightly colored sweatsuits, and they start a parking lot soccer mom showdown. In another movie, Notes from the QWERTY Keyboard, directed by David Eng and Katerina Sukup, the composer plays a concerto on both an old Underwood manual typewriter, where music and words combine to make visible, pithy comments on the sounds coming out of the piano. Next, 6 Foot Hick is a feature-length documentary that follows this garage punk band from Australia on a tour. What's remarkable about the group are the two main musicians, Jeff and Ben, brothers who are brought up on a rural chicken farm, who violently break glass, pull their underwear elastics up to their shoulders, throw themselves at spectators, and often end up making out with each other on stage. And to think it used to be enough just to smash a few guitars into a speaker. Next, You Can't Sing It For Them, directed by Jacqueline Richard and Margot Fassler, is a fascinating, almost academic documentary, both about the history of traditional African-American music, including spirituals, gospels, and other contemporary forms as sung by choirs in black churches, and about a new choir director, Jonathan Berryman, who arrives at the venerable Messiah Baptist Church in Connecticut to save its choir. The movie discusses the fading away of the traditional black church choir and how he attempts to pull it back together. While churches traditionally would follow their own liturgy and the songs associated with a particular denomination, Berryman, a trained musicologist, tries to gather a whole variety of songs and styles before they all, like many traditional cultures, just disappear. And he does all this while a famous elderly church member doles out her criticism at him. Although mainly about music and the people at this particular church, the movie also touches upon crucial historical aspects from slavery to the civil rights movement and beyond. A few of the scenes with interviews and some of the footage of rehearsals are a bit too languorous for my taste, but these are alternated with amazing short clips like a line of red-robed children doing this unbelievable jumping and turning entrance to the church like nothing I've ever seen before. Great music. In general, the performances plus the story make this a fascinating and excellently researched story. Below New York, directed by Matt Finlan. Below New York is a neat black and white short documentary showing the buskers and performers who operate in the stations and actually inside the subways in New York City. You got doo-wop, a cappella singers, a blues guitarist and harmonica player, and a team of busker acrobatic dancers who show how they do their short performances in just the amount of time it takes a car to pull into a station, at which point it ends. There are a few other movies which I haven't seen but which look good. I spoke with director Noel Lawrence about his new film, J.X. Williams' Cabinet of Curiosities, in which he has collected some of the footage of the seminal director who turned to the L.A. punk movement in the 70s. Noel compared his work to Kenneth Anger's Satanic Topics, and that alone should make it worth seeing. I'm looking forward to that one. And Ivory Tower, directed by Adam Traynor. Not sure what it is exactly, but it's got the Toronto-Berlin axis of Peaches, Feist, Jay Gonzalez, and German hip-hop group, the Puppet Masters. So could be really surprising. And I love surprises. That's on today at 2. And Bloodied But Unbowed, directed by Susanna Tabata, on today at noon, really soon, A History of the Vancouver Punk Scene. Finally, I caught a movie called Horisoku Sailor Jerry, or correctly pronounced Horisoku Sailor Jerry, The Life of Norman K. Collins, directed by Eric Weiss. This is a movie about the current explosion of tattoo art and where it came from. It does this by focusing on one guy, Norman Collins, a strange, irreverent, right-wing tattoo master who incorporated Japanese motifs and techniques, traditionally worn only by members of the Yakuza in Japan, into the more standard American styles. Now, tattoos have the image of being louche, skid, skeezy, underground, transient, rebellious, vaguely illegal. Parlors were located on the wrong side of the tracks in ports like San Francisco, Shanghai, Yokohama, Bora Bora. Often they shared their quarters with brothels, VD clinics, fortune tellers, or abortionists. Far from the mainstream, which is part of what gives them their current appeal. So in World War II, 1 million sailors and Marines passed through Hawaii, and it became a rite of passage to visit Hotel Street in Honolulu's Chinatown, where men got drunk, gambled, lost their virginity, and inscribed the event on their arms. This was and is a red light district, and where Sailor Jerry set up shop. He drilled countless anchors, hula dancers, geisha girls, sad sack sailors, broken hearts, and grinning chimps, Chinese characters, palm trees, bald eagles, and mermaids on men's bodies. Although it slips occasionally into what looks like a promotion for Ed Hardy, this is a fun movie where most of the tattooers they interviewed look like retired Hell's Angels, especially one old salt from Philly. Every time this foul-mouthed codger comes on the screen with this weird woman in a strange black wig sitting silently beside him and smiling, the whole audience cracks up before he even talks. This guy, I swear to God, this guy is Popeye incarnate.
Ah, what do you do?
Anyway, I really like this movie, but unfortunately I saw it under the influence, so my judgment could be flawed. There was a pre-screening party promotion for a spiced rum named after the tattoo artist, so the cola rum and stout mixtures were flowing fast and furious. I guzzled a few of those, and there must have been something special about them because I woke up the next morning in a dark alley with a splitting headache and the words dude and sweet tattooed across my ass. The films I reviewed are all playing at North by Northeast, which runs through the weekend. Pick up a free program, buy a bracelet, or just catch some of the free shows at Dundas Square, free movies at Hyatt Regency, and check out the Toronto Underground Cinema in Spadina. Great place to see movies. Look online for all this at northbynortheast.com, NXNE.com. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.